The Prime Minister will travel to Belfast today, where she will attend the funeral of Lara McKee. A service of thanksgiving will take place at St Anne's Cathedral later today. The 29-year-old journalist was shot dead by the new IRA in Derry on Thursday night while watching a riot in the city. In a moment, we'll speak to Lara's friend, Alison Miller. But first, let's have a reminder of events surrounding her death and the person we have lost. Lara was a journalist and author, a tireless campaigner for LGBT rights, having spoken publicly on this programme and others about her own struggles in life in the hope of helping others.
For me, the true test of the Christian spirit isn't how you treat the people who go to church with you, whose beliefs are the same as your own and who you understand. It's how you treat the people that you really don't understand, how you treat your enemies.
Police say the 29-year-old woman who was shot dead during trouble in the Craigan area of Londonderry last night was the journalist Lara McKee. Assistant Chief Constable Mark Hamilton spoke to the media this morning.
Our assessment at this time would be that the new IRA are most likely to be the ones behind us, and that forms our primary line of inquiry. This is a horrendous act. It's unnecessary, it's uncalled for, it's totally unjustified. But not only is it the murder of a young woman, it's an attack again upon the people of this city.
I could see a Land Rover and there was a young woman lying on the ground beside the Land Rover and unconscious, and her friends were beside her. They hadn't realised what happened. Someone turned around and saw her on the ground and they just started screaming, and it's a sound I'll never forget.
I want to say your pain is my pain. It doesn't matter whether you're a Catholic or a Protestant, whether you identify as Irish or British. When people come out with guns to shoot people from their own community, then we have to say enough is enough.
This gross act of violence against the people of Derry and the people of Ireland, and I say this as a Republican, I say to those people that your time is over.
I did not find the courage to come out until I was 20 years old. It was a secret that I kept from when I was 11. I had absolutely no one to talk to. When I was 17, I found the courage to tell some friends who were very kind and very loving. But really, it's like living... People talk about living a lie, but I don't think they realise what it really means to live a lie.
Like, tell them. What does it mean?
It's like having a ball and chain on your leg and carrying it about all day, every day under your T-shirt, and you're just hoping that no one notices.
The enemies of Derry are not the police officers that put Lara into the back of a Land Rover, drove through a burning barricade to try to save her life. The enemies of this city are the people who fired that gun.
But we just pray that this will be the last time. We've said this so many times, but let's hope that this is the last time we'll be meeting here at something like this.
Every day you get up, you compartmentalise, and your friends don't really know who you are, because you're always showing the side of people that you think is acceptable and that you think they will love the most. But you're never yourself. It's a prison. You know, I can't explain it. It is the most horrible feeling in the world. This is not a choice. No one chooses to go through this.
We stand with you not just today in this place, but each night as you face down what is happening in this community, as you try to protect your young people, and as you try to move forward together in peace.
I absolutely respect Christians and the right to believe what they believe, and as much as I disagree with it, I will defend to the death anyone's right to express their beliefs in a democratic society.
Our hopes and dreams and all of her amazing potential was snuffed out by a single barbaric act. This cannot stand. Lara's death must not be in vain, because her life was a shining light in everyone else's life, and her legacy will live on.
It's been a very difficult week for the people here, and for Lara, Sarah and her mother Joan, and the family as well, and our thoughts are very much with them. It could have been anyone, and so sad it was Lara, and it could have been anyone in this parish community, and that gives people the resolve to make sure that, you know, that type of activity does not happen here in Craigan again.
Have you got this letter in front of you?
I do.
This is the letter that you wrote to your 14-year-old self. Maybe you can just read the first paragraph or so for us.
No worries. Kid, it's going to be okay. I know you're not feeling that way right now. You're sitting in school. The other kids are making fun of you. You told the wrong person you had a crush, and soon they all knew your secret. It's horrible. They make your life hell. They laugh at you, whisper about you, and call you names. Not nice. And you can't ask an adult for help, because if you did that, you'd have to tell them the truth, and you can't do that. They can't ever know your secret. Life is so hard right now. Every day you wake up wondering who else will find out your secret and hate you.
There is now no cause progressed by armed actions. So it's past time now for these groups that masquerade as Republicans to pack up and pack it in.
I'm proud you come from Derry City, very proud. But I tell my children now, if you get a chance, a job out of here, get out.
It's terrible. I felt ashamed to be a Derry man. Those sort of things should be long gone. Should not be happening now. And we need people like Lyra. I'm sorry.
I couldn't believe it. It just feels to me as though we've gone 10 steps back again, you know. So just that type of violence in this town and the loss of a young life. It's very sad, and I'm very sad because this is a lovely town.
Did you really think people would hate you?
I did. I really did. I thought that my wonderful, loving mother, who loves me unconditionally, would disown me. I thought my family would disown me. I thought my friends would hate me. I thought I would have to leave the country.
You say later on in this letter, 3 months before your 21st birthday, you write, you will tell Mum the secret. You'll be sobbing and shaking, and she'll be frightened because she doesn't know what's wrong. And did you do that?
I did. And my mother's reaction was priceless. She said to me, thank God you're not pregnant. She was absolutely amazing and loving. And the one thing I would say to any 14-year-old who's listening in, never underestimate the power of a mother's love, or how much your mother loves you, or how much your father loves you. Honestly, a parent's love should be unconditional, and they mightn't agree with everything you do, or, you know, but generally speaking, your parents will love you no matter what.
I can't quite believe that I'm sitting here this morning talking about going to Lyra's funeral. It's going to be a big funeral. Lyra was much loved. She was one of the best journalists, the best people I've ever met in my life. She was 29 years of age, and I am so pleased that in those 29 years of age, she crammed in everything she could. If I was to sit here and talk to you for another 29 years, Stephen, I wouldn't be able to tell you a quarter of the people she had touched and the things she had done. And that's all I can be thankful for at this minute.
I was one of the lucky ones, and I know that not everyone's experience is as good as mine, because in the end, I got a happy ending and it all worked out.
Thank you for talking to me today, Lyra. Thank you very much indeed.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.